November 6th at 2:06 p.m. The first agenda item is to approve the minutes of the October 30th meeting.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and a second on the minutes. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, that passes. Item two, the BOE assessor approved process report.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Item three, hearing process report.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you. Approve or deny the class change, primary residential to secondary residential. Any questions on any of those?
Nope.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gardner, second by Commissioner Beltran to approve. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay. Approve or deny the class change, secondary residential to primary residential.
No questions.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to approve. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay. That passes. Approve or deny petition to BOE to hear appeal of property valuation after the filing deadline for the Porter.
Bert Harvey, the assessor's office, with the auditor's office. We recommend approval for correction of factual error if the assessor's office agrees.
Yeah, this is a home that's been apparently under construction for years. And along the way, it was recorded as being 100% complete, but there's reason to believe that it's still incomplete. So we're fine accepting it as a late appeal.
I move to approve item six.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, aye. Item seven, approve or deny petition to BOE, property valuation after the filing deadline for child.
The auditor's office is recommending approval on this one for extraordinary unanticipated circumstances. Given the information of the petition, we feel that the property owner has met that qualification given their unique circumstances, especially the fact that this property has never been appealed by the owner before. So this is the first time, easy mistakes. So,
any issue there?
Yeah, there's some confusion about this parcels. There's a long history, which I won't get into, but we're fine accepting it as a late appeal.
Okay.
I move to approve item seven.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, item eight, approve or deny petition to BOE to hear appeal of property valuation after filing deadline for Hambleton.
The auditor's office, he was asking for it based on failure to notice. we don't find any the valuation notice was sent out to the property owner of record at the address of record. We don't find any issue there. Would recommend denial unless the assessor's office has.
But it should also be noted that this property was appealed in 2023 on time.
Yeah.
So the property owner knows how to file an appeal. So we don't have a good explanation why they need to file late this year.
Okay. Move.
I'll make a motion to deny.
Second.
Okay. A motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay. Item nine, approve or deny petition for the Merrill family.
The petitioner here is asking for a correction of a factual error. They listed, the county record listed the square footage as 35, the square footage of the home on the main floor is 3539 and then 2531 in the basement. The petitioner is listing their total square footage is 4539, which would only leave about 1,000 square feet in the basement if their information is correct. However, it's not clear from their application how they're counting that square footage. If they're counting that as finished square footage or if they're counting that as total square footage. So, I mean, if the assessor's office agrees, there could be a factual error. It could be approved for that. But I believe from the appellant's petition that they're trying to seek more than just the factual error. They're trying to make also an equity argument or a different type of argument beyond the factual error. This one is a bit sticky because if we approve for factual error, then we can only correct the factual error if there is one. The hearing officer would not be able to consider more than correcting that error, meaning that any other value argument would be negated. As far as the factual error, sure, if it wants to be open up for that, but anything else, the petitioner doesn't provide any other just cause for approving this petition in the auditor's office opinion.
And I took it a little bit more as they're disagreeing as the amount of basement that's actually finished. No evidence, no sketches, no anything that was submitted to show that our estimate of the amount of the basement finished is incorrect. We show it right now as 60% complete. We have a building permit of a permit to build a basement apartment. We don't know for sure if that's happened, but the bottom line is we don't have much evidence to say for sure if there is a factual error or not.
And I'm guessing no one here is here from the Merrill?
No, typically the petitioner is not notified this meeting because the board is, we're supposed to make a decision on the petition. So.
Gotcha.
Technically, the Board of Commissioners is actually restrained by the assessor's office in this case. You really shouldn't approve a late appeal on factual error unless the assessor agrees. So I don't know if Bert wants to be a little more definitive here on his position about...
Well, neither Bert gave us their approve or deny suggestion.
Well,
we're the Berts, we stick together.
You don't need Harvey's, you need Garfield's.
Okay.
And I would clarify that unless there's a factual error exists and the assessor's office agrees that there could be one, there's no other reason. The petitioner didn't give any other viable reason to open it, meaning extraordinary circumstance, medical condition, medical emergency, or anything else like that.
But with no sketches, no nothing, no supporting
no,
document,
no photos,
I'm leaning
no
towards
nothing.
A denial. Is that?
I don't see any reason to say that we're factually wrong.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll move to deny item 9.
I'll second.
Okay, motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you. Approve or deny petition to BOE. Let's see, after filing deadline, Jensen.
We're recommending approval based on extraordinary and anticipated circumstances. The petitioner states that they got some poor or bad information from county staff. I don't want to throw you under the bus, but given that I know the state tax commission generally likes us to kind of give the benefit of the doubt to the petitioner, I think there's no reason. I mean, there's good cause to go ahead and allow this petition to be approved.
Not any issue with that.
Okay, I'll move to approve item 10.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, takes us to item 11, approve or deny BOE. Palmer?
They were requesting an approval based on failure to notify as I've provided within the information. The notice was sent to the same address for several years. It was timely sent. There was no issue with, and from the county's point of view, in terms of sending the notice, we sent to the address of record. We would recommend deny.
I move to deny item 11.
I'll second.
Motion and a second to deny. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay. Item 12, approve or deny. Rawlings.
On Rawlings, we're making recommendation to approve this for unanticipated or extraordinary circumstances. Again, this is a first-time property owner. This has never been appealed before. Their reason for missing the filing deadline seems reasonable.
Okay, move to approve item 12.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, approve or deny petition for Ramirez.
Again, we recommend approval for extraordinary circumstances. The petitioner had some difficulty with the website. The website is new this year. I always try to give petitioners the benefit of doubt when it comes to using technology if they run into a problem. So we have no issue with this being approved.
Motion to approve item 13.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, and our last item 14, approve or deny, Rye Corporation.
Same recommendation. Extraordinary circumstances.
Okay.
Okay, motion to approve item 14.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, that is approved. One final motion, please.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you.